Welcome back to another Halacha Shiur. We're continuing the Halachas of Bein HaMetzarim of 3 weeks. So we started speaking last time. There are four Halachas, Minhagim, that start from Shiva Shabbatamis, and those are Taspiris, taking a haircut, and making Chasnas, you can't make a Shechayonu, and you can't hear music after Shiva Shabbatamis. So last time we spoke in the Shiur about haircuts and music, and today we will concentrate on Shechayonu and other things as well. So the halacha is, first of all, Gavin Nisuin, you're not allowed to make a chasana in the 3 weeks after Shavuos HaTamis. You cannot make a chasana, but a vart is allowed. You can even make a suda for the vart, and that's not a problem. In the 9 days already, it's more chomer. You can make a full suda for the vart, and there might be a problem wearing Shabbos clothing, definitely for the guests. And we'll speak about Metz Shem if we get the 9 days shurim. We'll talk about more about that, how to act by a vart, legavi the clothing. Now, what about Shechayonu? So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Yud Zayin Toiv Li Zarim Loimar Shechayonu Bein HaMetzarim. You should be careful not to say the bracha of Shechayonu Bein HaMetzarim Al Pri Oil Mabish on a new fruit or on clothing. And the Mishpura explains, says the reason is because these days it's a Zman Peronius and it's Ein Kedai Loimar Shechayonu Vikiyonu Vikimonu Vigiyonu Lazman Hazeh. It's not the time to say that get to this Zman because it's Zman Peronius, and therefore a person should not make a Shechayonu. Mishpura brings down the Gra, argues, and he says, well, Maisa, but that's the halacha, the Mechaber says that. But he says, on Shabbos, you don't have to be Machmer. Since the Gra argues, and anyway, Shabbos, some place calls Mutter. So therefore, he says, on Shabbos, you can make a Shechayonu on a new beged or on new clothing. And the Mechaber fears always that on a mitzvah, let's say, Pidyon HaBen, there it's not a problem. You can make a Shechayonu on the mitzvah because the mitzvah is now, and you can push off the mitzvah, and therefore you can make a Shechayonu. Now, what's an example of clothing that people make a Shechayonu on? That would be a brand new suit or a new dress for a woman. But of course, if you buy a pair of shoes in the 3 weeks, that's not a problem. There's no Shechayonu on a pair of shoes. There's no Shechayonu on a shirt or on a simple pair of pants or a simple skirt. There's no Shechayonu, and therefore, it's no problem to buy and wear those clothing. Now, since the whole issa is only a Shechayonu, since our minig is, we only make a Shechayonu with Shas when we wear the clothing, not when we buy it. So therefore, it would be mutter to purchase the new suit in the 3 weeks and not wear it. That would be fine because you're not making a Shechayonu. Just to point out, this is only the 3 weeks, but the 9 days, you're not allowed to buy any type of clothing. You can't even buy a pair of shoes or even a yarmulke in the 9 days. That's an issa, a different issa to buy any clothing. We're talking about the 3 weeks now. I'm talking about Shechayonu, specifically Shechayonu. So it comes to Shechayonu, you are only not allowed to wear the clothing because of Shechayonu. And Rav Moshe talks about a case where someone wanted to buy a new talis, a big talis gadol we're talking about. A talis gadol, you make a Shechayonu. A talis katan, you make a Shechayonu. A talis gadol, yeah. So he says, no, you cannot buy it and wear it in the 3 weeks because you have to make a Shechayonu. And the place can talk about what happens if a guy doesn't have a talis. Could he buy a talis? So a lot of places say you should borrow a talis. Don't buy a talis because there's a problem of Shechayonu. Now, some places can speak out that those who don't make a Shechayonu on clothing, there are those who don't make a Shechayonu on clothing. The reason is because it's mavoyer that the only way you make a Shechayonu, only if you have a simcha from it. And so by some people, buying a new suit is not a big simcha. For them, it's just an old hat to buy a new suit, and therefore it's not a big simcha. And therefore, they don't make a Shechayonu. So the shaila is, those who don't make a Shechayonu, maybe they could buy and wear a new suit in the 3 weeks. So on that, they bring down that the Aruch HaShulchan says that you're right, Mekar Adin, they should be able to wear it. But some don't wear a Beged Chashuv, a new Beged Chashuv, a new Chashuv Beged in the 3 weeks, even B'Shabbos, because there's a lot of simcha, and you're supposed to be ma'at a little bit of simcha, even from Shavuos HaBetamis, you have to ma'at a little bit of simcha, and therefore, you shouldn't even buy a new suit. So the maskanu coming out like this. Those who make a Shechayonu, it's possible you can't buy a new suit and wear it because of the problem of Shechayonu. Even those who don't make a Shechayonu, you should not buy a brand new expensive suit or expensive dress in the 3 weeks because that brings you a lot of simcha. And if it's a shayla of Dava Ava, that's a special sale, then it could be definitely makel because the Aruch HaShulchan is not make adin. And you could buy in the 3 weeks, this is the 49 days, you can buy the new suit. Now there's another halacha that comes up in the Bein HaMetzarim 3 weeks, is the next halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. It says, Tzarech lizor miyashivas of Thomas atishabav, shalelech ichidi ma'arbas shoyes atesha shoyes, veloy yaku atamid of yom mehem. The Shulchan Aruch says that in these days you should be careful from a sakana. And therefore, you should not hit the talmidim in these days. Or you shouldn't walk yourself at certain hours, because you're worried about mazik and you're worried about sakana. And therefore, from this halacha, a lot of paiskim learn that people should be careful from doing things that are sakana when it comes to 3 weeks. And examples they give is not to swim in very deep water, For example, in the yam, in the ocean, in the beach, you should be careful. Maybe you shouldn't go to the beach to swim in the 3 weeks because it's a matzav sakana. Others say you shouldn't go kayaking in the 3 weeks again because anytime you're going into a big body of water, it's a shikla sakana, and therefore you should be careful. Regular swimming is definitely not a problem, but going to a place where it's more of a sakana, a lot of people say it should be avoided in the 3 weeks. Now, another example they give is that someone who needs surgery, but it's a surgery that could be postponed. For example, a cataract surgery should push it off till after the 3 weeks because during the 3 weeks, it's a sakana a little bit. Every surgery is a sakana. Anytime you go to anesthesia, it's a sakana. And it's not an emergency right now. You should push it off till after 3 weeks. What about flying during the 3 weeks and even during the 9 days? Is it a problem flying? So the shaila is flying called a sakana or not? Some want to bring a raya from that, the bench hagaymel, that's sakana. But others say, that's not a raya, because you see, we make tefillos there when we drive a car also, and no one says you can't drive a car in the 3 weeks. So therefore, some say it's not a problem to fly. Others say it is a problem to fly, and they say it's only mutter if it's a tzarech mitzvah. For example, panasa is called tzarech mitzvah. You can fly with tzarech panasa because that's a mitzvah, or to visit your parents, it's kibbutz aveim, would also be a hetter to fly. To go to Eretz Yisrael also would be considered a tzarech mitzvah to fly to Eretz Yisrael. And even the 9 days, there will be mutter to fly to Eretz Yisrael in the 9 days because it is a tzarech mitzvah.